Welcome to the Sportscast, October 28th, 2022. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, and Apple Podcast. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, you can leave us a rating and review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on DAB Digital Radio, and you can follow us on Twitter, the Sportscast One on Twitter, and also on Instagram. And check out our app, the Sportscast for iOS. It's Halloween weekend. Last night, the Ravens beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 27-22. Plus, a Tom Brady has announced he is officially filed for a divorce with Gisele Bündchen. And join us all the way from Central PA, Jeff Favre. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Thanks for having me, Santiago.
So, Jeff, last night, question marks about the Bucs. Ravens as well, not a thriller, not a huge win. Lamar Jackson threw for 238 yards and a pair of second-half touchdowns. And the Ravens rallied on Thursday night against the Bucs, 27-22. Your thoughts over last night's game?
The Ravens are a good team. And if there was only three quarters in football, they'd be a great team. You know, you are what your record says you are, but at the same time, they have a really good case that they're about three plays away from being undefeated. So I think the Ravens are a good team. And the Bucs, I'll tell you, man, I just don't think Todd Bowles is cut out to be a head coach. He hasn't done well in that role. He's a great defensive coordinator, but whenever he's become the head coach, it just hasn't gone well. So I don't know, man. I don't know what the Bucs do there to fix it, but they just don't look right. The defense doesn't play with any flair. The offense just, I don't know. They're trying to like revitalize a dead body and make Julio Jones 2016 again. They just don't feel right. You know, like the players aren't playing as well as what you would think they would based on their name. So that's usually a sign that coaching isn't going very well.
There's also been chatter about maybe bringing back Bruce Arians, which he's still part of the Bucs organization as a consultant. Maybe bring him back in the fray at a certain level.
Bruce Arians is a great coach. I mean, if not for Carson Palmer having two of the most untimely injuries ever, Arians might have won multiple Super Bowls with the Cardinals. So, yeah, he's a great coach, but can he take over mid-year and be the – like, can he fix it mid-year? That's the part – I don't know, man. I mean, certainly they could see improvement. And I will say this. That division is awful. I mean, that division, I still think the Bucs will end up making the playoffs just because they're the least bad team in that division. So maybe if you bring back Arians, it's enough that you get in the playoffs and then you can make some noise. But I know this, what they're doing right now isn't working. So they need to do something because the season's not over because the division is so bad. But if they keep doing what they're doing, they're not going anywhere.
Yeah, the division's not over. The Buccaneers are only in second place in the NFC South behind the Falcons. Falcons are 3-4, Buccaneers are 3-5. Then third place, the Panthers, 2-5. The Saints 2-5, which Andy Dalton is starting this weekend. It is still winnable for the Bucs. I mean, the Falcons, it's not that glamour either for them.
No, I mean, in any other division, the Falcons are not in any way a playoff team. But I guess you can't fault them for just, you know, falling on their face in a better way than the other three teams. So, yeah, I don't know. If anyone other than the Bucs comes out of that division, I think it's going to be a quick out in the playoffs.
There's still time for the Bucks to turn things around. Tom Brady announced his divorce this morning. Jeff, your thoughts on that? Of course, we're not marriage counselors, but is this affecting his game?
I would think so. I mean, that's a tough thing to go through. And yeah, I don't know. I think he just – there's a lot going on with the Bucks. And look, that's just a hard thing for any human being to go through. It stinks, you know. I mean, my family went through that when I was a kid. It stinks. So, look, regardless of whether you cheer for Tom Brady or not, you don't want to see something like that happen. So, I'm sure it affected him. And, you know, does he – maybe he bounces back a little bit now that it's behind him.
Yeah, we'll see what happens if things turn around. There is talks if he does not make the Super Bowl that Fox is going to have him in the broadcasting booth. Which they will be broadcasting the Super Bowl that weekend in Phoenix, Arizona. So after a loss against the Bills last week, 24-20, they came back to San Francisco. Chiefs won 44-23 against the 49ers. It was a great comeback game for the Chiefs. Mahomes had 423 yards rushing, not really relying on that. Isaiah Pacheco, 43 yards. But Juju Smith-Schuster, 124 yards, and Marcus Valdes-Scantling, MVS, 111 yards. Jeff, your thoughts over the Chiefs' performance this past weekend?
That type of game is what the Chiefs envision their offense being. So, obviously, Kelce's the guy. You know, he's the one that gets all the attention. But then you have Juju, who's a reliable pass catcher. MVS had two big plays down the field. Mecole Hardman had three touchdowns, just, you know, using his elite speed and ball carrier ability. You know, they get him those touch passes and jet sweeps. And then the running game is there just enough to keep him honest. You know, Clyde Edwards-Helaire had a touchdown. Pacheco had a couple nice runs. So I think that's kind of what Andy Reid wants, you know. That was the perfect game, the perfect balance of what an Andy Reid offense looks like when it's going well. Defensively, they hit Garoppolo a lot. Look, the Chiefs are getting a couple guys back. I think that's kind of what they hope to be. They're going to score a bunch. The offense is number one in the NFL. I say this every time I talk about the Chiefs, though. The pass rush is where they could really use some help. And look, Frank Clark looked awesome versus the 49ers. Now, you know, he suspended the next two games, but then he'll be back. But the question is, on a week-to-week basis, who is going to help Chris Jones in the pass rush? Because Chris Jones is an absolutely unleashed animal. He is a monster. But on a week-to-week basis, is Frank Clark going to do enough? Is George Karlaftis going to develop? Can Carlos Dunlap be that guy? You have all these guys that are like role players and might have a good week here and there. But they still, if they want to beat the Bills, because ultimately, if everybody stays healthy across the AFC, it's probably going to be the Chiefs and the Bills, with the Bengals having some potential to play spoiler, just like it was last year. So if you're the Chiefs, what was your biggest downfall last year, aside from, you know, just tripping and falling on your face on offense? And it was the inability of the defense to close out the game because they couldn't get a sack against the guy that gets sacked all the time. And I just look at it and I say, oh my goodness, they have the same problem this year. Now, they had five sacks against the Niners because Jones was awesome and Frank Clark was awesome. But, yeah, I mean, the Chiefs kind of are who they thought. They're a really, really good team. Their offense is still really good, even without Tyreek. But, you know, are you going to kind of play for next year and keep a bunch of picks? Or are you going to try to find a pass rusher at the trade deadline to see if you can maybe knock off Buffalo later this year? I mean, that's what the Chiefs are, man.
Which the Bills did some tweaking by adding Von Miller, which was the one hole they needed to fill to beat the Chiefs. Does that worry you?
So, look, that last game came down to one possession. And, look, last year at this time, the Bills stomped the Chiefs. They beat the Chiefs 38-20 last year, early in the year. And then the Chiefs beat them in the playoffs. So I'm not ready to make any sweeping statements about, you know, Super Bowls and all that. Now, do I think the Bills, Chiefs, and probably the Bengals, Ravens are the teams in the AFC? Yeah. But a lot's going to change from now until the playoffs. The Chiefs are relying on a lot of youth. So are those guys going to take a step forward or not? And we'll learn a lot in these next couple weeks.
What we learned this week, the Chiefs got some more help in the wide receiver department, acquiring Kadarius Toney from the New York Football Giants for two 2023 draft picks. Toney did not work well under the new coach, Brian, Apple regime. Your thoughts over this acquisition? Is this a positive for you and the Chiefs?
When, you know, the Chiefs had 13 picks before they made that trade. And look, if you're a good team, which, you know, the Chiefs are a good team, there's just no way 13 picks are going to make your team. So it makes sense to take some swings and see if you can revitalize a guy. I don't think anybody thinks that Toney is not talented. He's clearly very talented. Can the Chiefs get the most out of that? And look, my view on it is anyone that trades with the Chiefs, they know that whatever pick they get from them is going to be late. So when you get a third and a sixth from the Chiefs, it's going to be at the very bottom of the third round, and it's going to be at the very bottom of the sixth round. So I just look at that and I say, you know what? They took a swing on a guy that is a big-time talent, and there's no guarantee it works out. But when you have the number of picks that they do, it's worth taking a shot. Maybe he's a guy that brings another dynamic. And if nothing else, he's got to be able to return punts. Because right now, I believe the Chiefs have 5 fumbles on punt returns this year. And you could make a very, very good argument that it cost them the Colts game. So maybe he could just stand back there and fair catch a punt, not fumble it. That would be worth the pick for the rest of the year.
There you have it. Jeff said it. I actually remember that turnover and kick returns and punt returns. So hopefully this solves the problem for the Chiefs gaining in the wide receiver column. So quite impressive. Anything else you expect in the NBA, the NFL trade deadline, which is next week, from the Chiefs or any other teams you're going to see?
You have to think the Broncos are going to move some guys. Chubb's got to get traded, I would think. Especially if they lose on Sunday, which it's a little bit odd that Sunday would be the determining factor. But if you look at where the Broncos are, it just doesn't really make sense to give Chubb a long-term deal. And, I think that'll be the biggest one. I think the Broncos will move him. Somebody, they'll probably trade him somewhere in the NFC to, you know, give him a chance at a restart. I don't know about the Chiefs, man. Every year people link the Chiefs to Josh Allen from the Jaguars, but it never happens. And I think the Jaguars are just good enough. I'm not saying they're good. They're just not bad enough that they're going to trade away their guy. So I think that it'll be Chubb getting moved for the Broncos. I don't know about much else.
The Broncos in trouble. They got a big game this weekend against Jacksonville in London. What's up? Is it Russell Wilson? Is it Nathaniel Hackett? Or those two can't work together well?
I think it's all of the above. I mean, coaching is, you know, Hackett's been in over his head. I think that much is pretty clear. But Russell Wilson is not what they thought he was either. And I don't think anybody that was realistic thought that the Broncos were getting a prime Russell Wilson. I mean, maybe some people within Denver that wanted to be overly optimistic, maybe they thought they were getting prime Russell Wilson. But he just hasn't been good, you know. And Hackett has a lot of growing to do. And, you know, the other thing is this. I think we overstated the Broncos' roster a little bit. Their defense is really good. But on offense, a lot of those receivers that everybody said, you know, these guys are awesome, now the Broncos are looking to trade them. So obviously they weren't awesome. And I think that was the biggest thing. You know, Judy and Hamler, I'm not saying they can't be good players, but they're not great players. And a lot of people assume that they were great, and they're not. So that was where I think the biggest swing and miss was.
Well, there you have it. We'll see what happens, what develops. Russell Wilson will be starting this weekend in London. There were question marks on that, but he will be starting this Sunday. Anything else before we head into the prediction portion of the show?
Let's get the predictions.
All right, let's start off with the game we just talked about, Denver at Jacksonville. Who you got?
Jags are winning, man. I just think the Broncos are a mess. And it'll be like a super low scoring, like really ugly game. But the Jags will win just because they're going to win up front on defense. And Wilson is just, he's not, I mean, you know, he's playing, but he's clearly not 100% healthy. So, yeah, the Jags will win in like a 14-10 type game.
Is it me or those London games are pretty messy?
Yeah, they are. I wish they would just give up on that experiment, but they'll chase the dollar anywhere.
There you have it. Miami Dolphins, Tua at Detroit Lions. Who do you got there?
Yeah, I like the Dolphins, and I think it's kind of like a get-right game for the Dolphins offense. I mean, obviously they beat the Steelers, but the offense, aside from that first drive, still looked pretty rough. But the Lions' defense is just brutal. So I think Tyreek and Waddle will be too much. The Lions will score their points too, but I see like a 28-24 type game.
NFC South showdown between the Panthers at Atlanta. Panthers looked good last week. What's going to happen this week?
Man, it's a hard one to. I think because it's in Atlanta, I'll take Atlanta. But it sure felt as though all the talk about the Panthers trading everybody had them playing inspired football against the Bucs. But usually when that happens, that the next week that team crashes back down to earth. So I think the Falcons will win like a 21-17 type game.
Arizona, D-Hop is back at Minnesota, who's in top of the NFC North. What's going to happen there?
I like the Vikings because their defense at home is really tough. And, I mean, just the Vikings at home in general. And I guess because the Eagles have gone undefeated and the Eagles beat the Vikings, it's easy to forget that the Vikings are, 5-1, if I'm not mistaken. They only have one loss. So I think they're going to keep it rolling. And, the Cardinals, I don't know, man. I just don't see them being able to go into Minnesota and win.
There you have it. Chicago, who beat the Patriots last week, visiting the Cowboys, who have a good record, doing well this season. Will Dallas prevail at home?
Yeah, I like the Cowboys. You know, Dak maybe didn't play as clean as game his first game back against the Lions. But I think he'll get back into a rhythm. And look, man, every year a team kind of like grows up a bit in front of our eyes and makes a run at the end of the year. That Cowboys defense is just full of butt kickers. I mean, just really good players. And I like Dallas a lot. As long as Dak can get back to form, I like Dallas. And I think they'll beat the Bears pretty handily. They're going to overwhelm Fields. So I see, like, man, this might be too much because of how good the Bears defense can be, but I can see 28-10.
20-10. Unbelievable. Is this a Jerry Jones formula putting things together, or is it Mike McCarthy doing more behind the scenes?
No, I think Dallas has always drafted well. I mean, Dallas has had a good roster for the last 5 years. They just don't put it together. And maybe McCarthy is just not getting in the way. You know, maybe he's just able to. It's easier. I think it's a little bit easier to not mess up a great defense than a great offense. And the Cowboys' defense is just talented.
Both 2-4 Raiders at the Saints. If this was the weekend for Derek Carr to turn things around, it would be this weekend. Jeff, do you concur?
Yeah, I think the Raiders win. I mean, look, man. I kind of hate when people say you're better than your record, because no, you're not. It's still your record. But the Raiders are tough, man. Like, I'm going to say it, and it's stupid, and I normally think people are dumb for saying this, but the Raiders are better than the record. Every game they've lost has been really close. Their offense is super talented. Their defense is full of guys that play with fire. I like the Raiders, and maybe in a big way, because I think the Raiders are going to get after Dalton a bit. And when Dalton's under pressure, he does bad things. So I like the Raiders by a touchdown.
As Jeff mentioned, Andy Dalton is the starter this weekend over a healthy Jameis Winston. Are we going to see more Andy Dalton this season than expected?
Well, we've already seen more of him than I thought we would, so I guess so. But, yeah, that's a tough one, man. Andy Dalton is a journeyman. Maybe he doesn't lose you the game, but he's not going to win you the game. It's a tough spot to be in for the Saints. They have three quarterbacks, two of which, Jameis and Dalton, you know, they won't lose you the game, but Jameis might. Jameis will throw a ton of picks on the wrong day. So maybe that's why they're going with Dalton. But I just don't feel like any of the guys on their roster give you a real chance to compete with the upper echelon teams in the NFC.
Pittsburgh Steelers. Kenny Pickett, 2-5 at the undefeated Eagles. Doesn't get easier for Pickett. Who you got this weekend?
So I'm going to say this. The Eagles are going to win, but it's not going to be a blowout. You see it all the time where it's like, oh, my gosh, this team that just can't get it together, they're playing on the road against the undefeated Eagles. It just seems so obvious that the Eagles should just stomp the Steelers. But I don't think that's what happens. You know, I think it'll be similar to the Dolphins game, but the Eagles will pull away just a little bit more. The Eagles will end up winning like 24-10, but it'll probably be like 10-7 or 14-10 into the fourth quarter before the Eagles pull away.
How far can this Eagles go? Can they stay undefeated?
Well, I think the Eagles' roster is awesome, and I think their defense is great. Their offensive line's really good. They have the playmakers. What I need to see, it doesn't feel as though Hurts has really been tested, except for the Dallas game a bit, and Dallas was playing with their backup quarterback. So I think the Eagles are really, really good. Obviously, you're not undefeated by accident, but there's a lot of season left, and, you know, I just want to see what Hurts is playing against better teams before I make some kind of bold proclamation.
We shall see. We'll give you a few more weeks.
I think I just used that word wrong, too. But
AFC East divisional rivalry, the New England Patriots at the New York Jets. Mac Jones is starting. Jets are having a streak here. Not sure if it's a fluke, but what's going to happen at MetLife this weekend?
I think this is actually an ugly win for the Patriots. Just because Breece Hall getting hurt is a big deal for the Jets. And Tucker getting hurt. I mean, the Jets are down to their fifth and sixth offensive tackles. And now they have interior guys getting hurt, too. Eventually, it's just too much to overcome. So, man, it's going to be ugly, like 17-14 or 14-10. But I think the Patriots will just make one more play than the Jets, and they'll win the game.
Tennessee Titans at the Houston Texans. Titans are probably going to take over the AFC South. Who do you got in Houston this weekend?
Yeah, I like the Titans. They've bounced back a bit, man. Like, when you look at the Titans' offense, I have no idea how they score points other than, you know, Derrick Henry just being an animal. But, yeah, it sure feels as though the Titans have kind of figured themselves out a bit. They started out really slow, but they're doing a lot of good things. And Texans are in a complete rebuild. So, that game.
The offense runs through Derrick Henry. The New York Giants also in a streak, also against Seattle. Someone has to lose. It could be a tie, but what's going to happen in Seattle this weekend? Geno Smith, what a story.
I like the Seahawks because they're at home, and it's just really hard to travel the whole way across the country. The Giants, you know, going from New York to Seattle is not easy. The Seahawks are a little bit better than we thought they were going to be. Geno Smith is a lot better than we thought he was. And, look, man, I like the Giants. I like everything they've done. I'm a huge Barkley. But I just think the Giants are due to lose a game. And the Seahawks have played better than we thought they would. So I like the Seahawks in, like, a 20-17 game.
Seahawks, wow. We'll see. Giants like to grind it out. So we'll see what happens. The Commanders against the Colts with a new quarterback, Sam Ellinger. Heineke's probably playing. What's going to happen in Indy?
Man, that Colts team is just such a mess. But I guess the Commanders are a mess too. This is, man.
It's going to be a messy game.
Yeah, I'll say the Colts because they're at home and they're still pretty good on the defensive line. So I'll go with the Colts for that reason. But it's going to be like 10-7 if I had to guess.
California Derby, San Francisco 49ers at the Rams. These two go at it. What's going to happen at SoFi?
I like the Niners just because for the longest time, they seem to have the Rams' number. And, I mean, you know how this goes. Every home game for the Rams, the other team's fans take over. And with the Niners being in close proximity, it's going to be even worse than normal. It's going to be like a 49ers home game. And it'll be a defensive battle, but I think they'll win the game. I think the Niners will win like 21.
Definitely a game for Garoppolo. Needs that win. Green Bay, a troubled Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers going at Buffalo. Doesn't get easier. Jeff, is it the obvious or it'll be a different story?
You know, this kind of goes along with what I said about the Steelers and Eagles. I don't think the Packers are going to win, but it's going to be a better game than what people are envisioning. Because, you know, you see it all the time where it seems too obvious. The Bills are playing really well. They're at home. The Packers are not playing well. But I think the Bills will win, but it's going to be, you know, 24-20. It's going to be a close game, and the Packers' defense is going to hang around. So I think it'll be a good game, but I do think the Bills will win. I don't think they're going to blow them out.
There you have it. That is NFL Week 8. predictions. World Series tonight, Jeff. Who wins game one? Phillies at Astros.
Well, the Phillies. I mean, they've taken every game. Yeah, they've taken every game one. And, I mean, I think the Astros are the better team, obviously. But that hasn't stopped the Phillies so far, so we'll just see what happens.
Let's see what happens. Takes game one. And who will win the whole World Series?
Oh, boy. I'm going to take the hot team over the great team. The Phillies got hot at the right time, and Bryce Harper is an absolute, just rocket launcher right now. So I'm going to say the Phillies in seven games.
Seven games all the way to the end. And poll question of the day, Jeff, what is the best food item with chocolate? Options are fudge, chocolate bar, cake, or chocolate ice cream.
Chocolate ice cream, man. Absolutely.
Chocolate ice cream is at 20%. Cake is winning at 50.
What?
And then fudge is at second place at 28%.
Ice cream is my jam, man. I can eat more ice cream than anyone listening to this.
I concur. Jeff, what is the best way to reach you online to ask you about, hey, are the Chiefs going to go all the way?
Best way to follow along is at JT Fulver on Twitter.
And you can reach us at thesportscast.net or thesportscast1 on Twitter. Big action. This is pretty much considered midseason, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much we're within a week of it or a week or so of it. We're halfway home.
We're halfway home. No clear favorites? Or you still need to see some more games or some more information first.
Well, the Bills and Eagles are the favorites, but I'm not giving up on the season and just giving them the Super Bowl appearance yet.
No, Chiefs are still in it, always in it for the past 5 years, and still in it this year. All right, Jeff, yep. Appreciate you coming on to the Sportscast.
All right, thank you for having me.
And this was your update.